This is the 5-minute focus for hour one and hour two, and it's about the declaration of war that has been announced.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And this is the 5-minute focus. It is a quick telescope look ahead at the 2 hours of podcasting we're doing for episode 125, both hour one and hour two. In hour one, the party has already decided that we are at war, Steny Hoyer.
On the enemy. I know there's a lot of politics here, but we're at war.
We're at war. Well, but certainly not at war on any form of domestic policy where our country is directly under attack, such as the attack on our energy sector.
Madam Secretary, honest question. Do you believe that gas prices are too high?
Senator,
that's the pause.
Completely understand the crunch that so many Americans are under right now.
That's the thinking. That's the dancing on her feet. The Secretary of Energy, because our energy sector is under attack from her department.
So it looks like you are on to shut everything down. Did you know you all put this on?
I am sorry. I am sitting in this hearing and not.
My God, somebody, this shuts it down. It shows what your intent is.
Senator Manchin notices this. But we're at war, Steny Hoyer says. Steny Hoyer said, in fact, we need energy, Steny Hoyer said. But the party's decided. Mitch McConnell's decided. We're at war over the existence of truth.
And unfortunately and ironically, we were undone exactly by a disinformation campaign coming from folks who apparently want to put our national security behind their own personal political ambition.
Yes, yes, because certainly our national security depends on Nina, who sings songs about wanting to molest Harry Potter. How will we ever survive without Nina in charge? Chip Roy is continuing to draw my attention, like Thomas Massie. Chip Roy talking about this war that Steny Hoyer and Mitch McConnell have declared.
We're going to have a proxy war, and we're going to give $40 billion to Ukraine because we want to look all fancy with our blue and yellow ribbons and feel good about ourselves. Maybe we should actually have a debate in this chamber, a debate in this body, because the American people expect us to do that.
I do expect that. And I'll say it for the thousandth time. And I got an email the other day from someone I need to get back to saying that I have fallen for Russian disinformation and I'm a victim of this. I'm not. Because to me, this is all about priorities. It's not about do we defend countries when they've been attacked. It's about priorities. It's about way too many patterns in Ukraine. Hunter Biden and the such. It's about way too many patterns, like us causing a coup over there, sponsoring it and pushing it. Way too many patterns. And I am not an isolationist. Mitch McConnell went on Brett Baer's show. Mitch has made the decision we're at war.
We only had 11 votes against the package. I predict we will have even fewer votes opposed to the admission of Finland and Sweden into NATO.
And what was it that Joe Biden said before he lost his mind? If you want Russia to go to war, put NATO countries around him. That's what he said. So hour one, we're going to talk about this declaration of war. This, well, to themselves. Hour two, about Christians. And by the way, if you're not Christian, they'll come for you too. We have Muslim listeners. We have Jewish listeners. Thank you for that. They'll come for you as well. But what Christians had better understand, and we'll talk about this in hour two, is we need to have the church in politics, but absolutely not allow any politics in church. This is another form of war, although it's all spiritual. This is directly spiritual, attacking parents who dare teach their kids biblical forms of sexuality.
Homophobic and transphobic ideas from parents can absolutely be a problem. Inescapable judgment. Yeah, bigoted, misinformed parents who have no idea how to talk about gay sex. They're biased. If they are religious, it can be very difficult to get into the conversation with them. Yeah, sometimes you can get stonewalled out of information.
Yeah, bigoted parents that, you know, we just don't know how to talk to our kids. The church had better understand the party is not going to leave us alone. They're not going to leave Christians alone. And this is a long time coming. This was thanks to Newsbusters for reminding me of this. This was years ago. Tavis Smiley describing his view of Christians.
Somehow, the idea got into their minds that to kill other people is a great thing to do and that they would be rewarded in the hereafter.
But Christians do that every single day.
You will not believe what he references as proof for that. You will not believe it. It was one of the most heroic moments of a young Christian life coming to an end. And he tells the story a different direction. And there is a seduction to wanting to be the ones to control, to use your human wisdom above God's wisdom. God is free speech. He invented it. Oh, yeah. You pay a price for your speech. But he doesn't censor. The Lord doesn't. There's a former Fox employee who's now not a Fox employee. And he has this to say.
There is a point at which it becomes difficult for an executive to put up with the help. In this particular case, Tucker has been screaming fire in a crowded movie house for years. And that cliche really comes to the matter of what is free speech.
I've met that guy. Seemed like a really friendly guy. Interesting to see him turn on Fox. But they're going to come not just for Christians, although they're going to try to destroy the church. The church has to be in politics. We'll talk about how. This is a great point from just a Brit. Just a guy filming a video in his car. Remember Boris Johnson? He was going to get Britain out of the EU, get their rights back.
So while that self-styled freedom fighter, Boris Johnson, who once said that he would claw back sovereignty for the people to stop unelected bureaucrats from Brussels telling us what to do, he's literally handed on a silver platter freedoms and parliamentary sovereignty to unelected technocrats based in Geneva.
Brilliant, brilliant point. Shame I didn't think of it myself. The World Health Organization is absolutely evil. And them using pandemic powers to seize control over health is the linchpin that the party has always wanted. They have always wanted 100% control over the bodies God gave us. 100%. This is a huge moment. Oh, this has been trial run. You think that the transing of kids is not related to this? It absolutely is. It's backed by pharma. It's backed by the Thomas Reuters Foundation. It's global. And thank the Lord that an atheist like Bill Maher is starting to understand this.
Less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do. 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054.
And of course, the laughing buffoons don't even give a second of thought to the fact that they're being programmed and have been programmed. And I'll tell you a detail about Maher's statement there that is so revealing. And let's remember that all of this, none of this is organic.
Political correctness was a way of saying to people, comrade, this is factually correct, but it's politically incorrect. And what it meant was it was inconvenient to the party line.
I've been saying it for years. It is our turn. The United States is being pushed through a cultural revolution to be more like Russia under the Soviet Union and China. It's global. It's spiritual. Our enemies are not people. They're principalities. It's a spiritual war. That's a 5-minute focus. And may God be with us all.